The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share an extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
Well, that is Oasis' Wonderwall from What's the Story, Morning Glory, an album that was released at the height of what was called Britpop. Well, News Talk's John Fardy is having a look at this. He's the author of this series. John, you're very welcome
Thank
to the programme. So, the background to this album, it wasn't their first.
No, it was their second. Their first had been very good, definitely maybe. Some, you know, cult fans claims that's the best one. But they were seemed to be a band that were a decent band, an indie band, but they certainly in that album didn't contain the elements that you thought they were going to go interstellar, because that's what happened with this. This was a monster that took over the world. And in tandem with it, you had Blur, who were poised as kind of the antithesis of Oasis, because these were Southerners from London and been to college, whereas Oasis were
rough.
They'd barely been to school, to put it politely. You know, come Ed, let's be having you, as they used to regularly
and
say.
And of course, they were Irish.
Yes, not very far back, their parents came over. Now, you talk about their parents, their father, it's not whitewashed out, but it isn't remembered often. He was a pretty horrible man to them, and they had a pretty appalling childhood because of them. So that was where they were kind of coming from. And in Liam, you had this front man who was, you know, the French have a word for insouciance. He'd be on stage and there was a fine line between him walking out or thinking this was the most important thing in the world. He had that swagger. And even in his voice, he has that swagger, if you know what I mean. And then coupled with that, you have this hit-making machine in his brother Noel, who certainly borrowed from the past, but knew how to regurgitate.
I mean, I have to say, I was somewhat bemused by them at the beginning and a bit indifferent, because I saw them as pastiche Beatles.
Yeah.
The Lennon side, the John Lennon side of the Beatles. They had the mop tops copied from their Liverpool neighbours. They had the trench coats, the kind of donkey jackets that the Beatles wore in their early days. And as I say, there was a lot of Beatlesque stuff about their writing.
You can't argue with that. Like Noel Gallagher said, you know, I'd love to be in a Beatles tribute band someday. In fact, some people think I already am. And there is certainly. But you know what? If you're going to borrow from the best. They're John Lennon obsessives. I'm in the camp of John Lennon was a better Beatle than Paul McCartney, to be honest. So that's fine with me. I mean, you take a song like, and hopefully we might play out with it, Don't Look Back in Anger. The start of it, you know, you can call it pastiche. Rip-off is probably closer to the mark of Imagine. I mean, it's the exact same chords the way it starts. But that doesn't really bother me, because they repackaged it for the 90s with an attitude that the Beatles never
now,
had.
This album turned out to be, in British terms, a massive seller.
Yeah.
And topped only by?
It's Sgt. Pepper. And it's the third
Queen's Greatest Hits.
So, like, it's huge. And it was their Sgt. Pepper, I suppose. Now, that's not to say it's all sparkling clean. I mean, lyrically, I find some of it bizarre. I mean, Noel was asked in interviews, what does this song mean? What does this song mean? And he would say stuff like, oh, well, it's all things to all men. Nowhere worse is that on She's Electric, which is a great song. But
do you want me to play
please,
this?
Yes.
For lyrical purposes. Okay. It's not Shakespeare.
No, it's not. It's not. She's got a cousin. In fact, she's got a dozen. Like, nonsense. But, you know, put to the right music, who cares? You're in Croke Park or Nebworth or Main Road and there's 90,000 people singing that. It works. Like the Rolling Stones, Start Me Up, I Never Stop. It's nonsense, but it doesn't really matter. Put to the right music, I'm there, you know?
Now, the album went on, as we mentioned, to be a massive seller. I presume they were at one with each other, Noel and Liam, in these early days.
As much as they ever could be. I mean, there was constant walkouts, even on this tour that they did. The tour went on for over a year, and it wasn't because they had that many dates. It was because they kept calling it off, you know? Like, it depends what side of the fence you're on. Having heard interviews with both of them, I think Liam is the trickier character, to be honest. Mm. And Noel probably, rightly so, has a sense that I'm the engine of this band. I'm writing all these songs. Now, he's nothing without Liam.
Yeah, and in recent years, when they fragmented and each heading up their own bands, and Noel was in the ascendant initially, and then back comes Liam with the bang.
Yeah, I still think Noel has it by a few lengths, to be honest. I saw High Flying Birds, which is Noel's current thing that he comes touring with, and was it in the Phoenix Park? It was somewhere, and he came out on stage, and he's achieved a kind of, he's up there now with the Neil Youngs, and people went wild for him in a way that I'm not sure they would with Liam. Now, will they get back together? I think they will. It'll probably be 5 or 6 more years.
Yeah, but the hell freezes over tour has already happened for the Eagles.
Yes.
I don't know what title the Oasis.
Yeah, I know. Sibling rivalry.
One of my texters says, on their father, the line, "Where were you when we were getting high from Champagne Supernova?" is reputedly a dig at him.
Yeah. I mean, I think the song Don't Look Back in Anger is possibly about their childhood. I mean, the title itself, Don't Look Back in Anger, and there's a gorgeous line in it, "Please don't put your life in the hands of a rock and roll band and throw it all away." Almost talking about their lives, where they come from and where they were going on this rock and roll adventure. And despite what I said about the lyrics, I think the lyrics on that song, when you consider what type of chaps they were in the childhood they had, they're kind of spine tingling. There's a YouTube clip of Noel by himself singing that at the River Plate Stadium in Argentina. I watched it before I came on, and the hairs in the back of my neck were standing up. I think that's become their kind of imagine, oddly enough, seeing as he ripped off the chorus, you know?
Okay, let's have a listen.
You've seen
So Oasis and Don't Look Back in Anger. What's the story, Morning Glory? The vinyl from the Vaults album that John Fardy has chosen this week. Some of the comments coming in. Blur were not Londoners. They were Essex boys.
Sorry.
Love the new vinyl slot with John Fardy. He's the hidden gem of News Talk.
Hidden? I'm on all the time.
I was about to mention that fact. To give you an idea how good Noel Gallagher was at the time, the song called Masterplan only made it as a B-side.
Yeah.
That's from John.